So 2013 was a great year for Windows Phone. And it was an interesting year because, from my perspective, in a way, 2013 was the year we ate our vegetables. We set out with Windows Phone to create a user experience years ago that was different than the user experience on other smartphones. And we got a lot of people excited about our focus on being personal, our focus on having your phone reflect you. And then there was a lot of block and tackling that had to be done in Windows Phone for it to be able to, you know, achieve escape velocity and grow its share. So our app ecosystem has definitely gotten more healthy as the volume has grown in general. And having said all this, I actually have my second announcement that I'm excited to make today related to apps, which is that in the next few weeks, we're excited to have Facebook Messenger come to Windows Phone. Facebook Messenger is probably one of the most requested individual apps that we have our customers asking for. And we've been working with Facebook, testing out their implementation of Facebook Messenger for a while. I've had the good fortune of using it and you know, chatting with folks at Facebook. It's looking good, and we will have it for all our customers soon. One of the other places that we focused and where we're going to see a bunch of results really materialize this year is in addressing the volume opportunity for us in enterprise. There are a lot of enterprises, obviously, that Microsoft works with and talks to. They deploy our servers, their employees use Office, they work with our cloud, and a lot of them are highly interested in Windows phones being deployed and supported for their employees. But we've gotten feedback from a bunch of them that there are some critical features that we've been missing, and we're going to check those boxes with this list of enterprise features, including really important ones like S/MIME email, VPN support, improved enterprise Wi-Fi support that will get our phones on an incredibly broad range of enterprise Wi-Fi, better management, and so on and so on. We have announced some of these, but there's been a little bit of confusion about how they're going to be delivered, so I want to completely clarify that. These enterprise features will be part of the next Windows Phone update, and that Windows Phone update will be coming later this spring. It'll be on brand new devices that you'll hear more about as we get closer to its availability, and it'll be a part of an update that all the Windows Phone, the current Windows Phone 8 devices, will be technically available to get. And with that, I'm going to actually talk about my third sort of area of new information and give you a little bit of a taste of what is going to be in this new Windows Phone update that comes later this spring. Now, I want to be clear, there's a lot of stuff, and I'm only going to talk about a small part of it. We have some other events coming up in the next few weeks where we'll be talking more about this update, but highly relevant to Mobile World Congress and the kind of things I've been talking about, we want to describe some of the work that we're doing to improve the Windows Phone hardware ecosystem and get some great new devices out based on the software update that's coming later this spring. So I'm going to tell you about some of these. The first thing we're doing is supporting a bunch of new Qualcomm chipset parts. And if you think about, you know, my notion of 2013 being the year that we invested in scale and reaching different price points and getting on other mobile operators, we're going to continue to invest here and see a bunch of new benefit in 2014 as well. So we'll support the Snapdragon 200 chipset family with 8X10 and 8X12. That will get us to even lower price point phones than we see today. We'll support the Snapdragon 400 set, and of course, in its LTE versions as well as non-LTE versions. And we'll continue to support high-end parts as well. But supporting these chipsets will help us continue to scale and get more and more phones at lower price points and hopefully continue to see the momentum that we've seen with phones like the Lumia 520. Along the same lines, there are a bunch of things that we're doing in the software requirements and in the software itself, independent of chipset support, that will help our OEM partners build devices at ever lower price points. So to give you a sense for some of these, today the operating system supports 512 meg of RAM and 4 gig of storage, but we're going to make this even better by making SD cards work better in our update than they do today, including supporting things like apps on SD card. Another thing that we're going to do, today Windows phones require 3 hardware buttons on the front of the phone, so there's a predictable and consistent user experience. And as our volume has gotten big enough and our user experience is familiar enough, we're no longer going to require those 3 buttons, and our software, our software will support soft keys. So hardware vendors can build phones without buttons on the front, and that helps them reduce cost of the individual phone, and it also lets them reuse hardware IDs across their product lines, and that makes them more efficient, lower cost. We're making the hardware requirements in general more flexible, including things like, as an example, not requiring the camera button in the hardware anymore. We have a sufficient lineup of Windows phones now that we believe in the high end, our OEMs will all build in things like the camera button, but we want to enable more and more phones to get to the low end and reach a wider and wider set of people. We're going to continue investing in key communications network support. We already support TD-S CDMA in our recent updates, but we're going to add full support for LTE in China, including TD LTE and SG LTE in the updates that come this year. And then last, while we do these things, which enable us to run on more hardware, we're investing a bunch in process improvements that will help OEMs get Windows Phone on their devices at lower cost in terms of manufacturing and licensing and all those sorts of things. There's one particular feature that people have wondered about that is highly relevant to this notion of hardware support and scaling around the world that I just want to get out of the way and let everyone know we're supporting, which is that this update this spring will include support for dual SIM on Windows Phone. We're excited to bring it online, and we've tried to do it in a, you know, a highly user-friendly Windows Phone kind of way. As you see in the screenshot, you can have individualized live tiles for each of your SIMs and showing you the number of messages and so on, and there's some configurability built into how that works. I'm going to wrap up my part of the presentation, finishing off with our third announcement related to expanding hardware support in Windows Phone that's coming in our update later this year. And I'm going to introduce Nick Parker, who runs our OEM team, to talk to you more about how these things will come to market.
Thanks, Sean. I really want to start my presentation with an offer. And the offer is, we are open for business on Windows Phone. Now, you may say, Nick, of course you're open for business on Windows Phone. There's nothing new there. But what's news about this is, we're open for business on Windows Phone to anyone that wants to build a Windows Phone. You know, this is an evolution and a maturing of our business go-to-market capability, where previously we've curated with some of the, a handful of these, you know, great names that you know, obviously, in terms of our phones. And we've done that in a very deep collaborative way where we've worked on the hardware and the software close together. And we're taking that, all of those learnings, all the patterns and practices and great capability that we've built there, and we're leveraging that into a capability that enables us to offer that to all partners that want to build a phone. Well, we're able to do this by leveraging the Qualcomm Reference Design Program and the partnership that we've had with Qualcomm. And this really shows some of the business benefits that OEMs can get from those pre-built phones, whether it was the reference design that Joe talked about, whether it's achieving scale, or actually reducing some of that cost and improving the efficiency within building the Windows Phone so that our partners can spend the time differentiating their experiences, customizing code, maybe working on services, or new partners such as white labels or operators that want to build their own phones. The second piece of news is how we're going to deliver it. We're going to take all of that content, all of the development tools, all of the code, all of the patterns and practices of bugging and testing a device, debugging and testing devices. And we're going to put that all together into a portal made available for people who want to build these phones together with us. ODMs, OEMs, independent hardware designers, operators, even retailers that want to build their own label phones will be able to get access to these new capabilities and new tools. Now, for those of you, I've noticed a couple of people already hitting that URL. The URL went live today, and so whackwhackoem.windowsphone.com is live today. You'll be able to go in, and unless you get in and license the ability to build a phone very quick, you'll start to see some of those capabilities. You won't be able to get code today because the code will actually be live on the site when we launch it in the spring. That's the actual phone code. But you'll start to see how we start walking through OEMs and ODMs who want to build phones through the process, whether it's learning our developer tools and the development capabilities, whether it's the actual development of the phone itself and our testing harnesses or our debugging tools, and whether it's the operations, that's the licensing and the commerce and the transacting of once you've got a phone and how you work with store and so on. Or finally is how we'll work with you to build those relationships with the operators or retail and actually go to market. We'll continue to have those iconic devices from our deep partners, but also we'll see an emergence of a lot more of these what we call the white label phones, maybe operator phones themselves, retailer phones. But really you start to see here now how the Microsoft commitment to the ecosystem is differentiated. This will enable local partners, particularly with some of those new hardware and new network support, to actually build their local businesses and local economies on Windows Phone. And that enables broader geographic distribution, but also a wider range of parts. I want to be quite frank here. When I talk about wider range of parts and we talk about how really you can leverage new efficiencies and new economies, it means you can take your Qualcomm Android design and you can run Windows on it. And with things like soft button support and the new silicon and the new SoC support from Qualcomm, we're getting a huge efficiency out of the existing ecosystem and really enabling people to spend their time and their effort and their precious resources, as well as in those faster market time moments, on differentiation, building their unique capability on Windows Phone, which is truly a personal operating system where they can differentiate their OEM brands. And then finally, the services and app monetization. We present a lot of options and a lot of abilities to customize that, bring unique apps, whether they're operator apps or ODM or OEM apps, to market through this new process. So who are the names? And this brings me to my third piece of news here. You know, clearly we'll continue to go deep with these giants that we've continued to work with wonderful phone experiences. But when we start to think about people with global footprint and incredible Chinese market strength, we see Xiaomi, Lenovo, JSR, Longcheer, and ZTE, who are collaborating with us in this new Windows Phone engagement. We have new partnerships with Carbon and Zolo, also Lava, who will see that incredible India strength and our ability to build phones in India with these new hardware capabilities and new silicon support. LG, a global name, all very familiar. Korea-based company that, again, part of this new Windows Phone collaboration. We're very, very excited to continue, you know, relationships and partnerships in this space with them. And finally, Foxconn, the world's number one ODM, and someone who is already starting to engage with us in this process. So together, just these partnerships alone represent 56% of the world's smartphone shipments. And so that's our opportunity, is working and collaborating with them in this new capability. And those are just the ones we're announcing today.